Now, was it an official short sleeve hoodie, or did he cut the sleeves off himself? I mean, do we know?
I'm not sure on that. I didn't get a chance to inspect his full wardrobe.
A burning question. Well, I only noticed it at the end as he was making his way across the field.
Yeah.
Because the other shots were too tight to tell as to whether or not it was kind of a scruffy sleeve or not. Because I think that's about the only aspect of the game that was not covered. I searched hard to find that one angle that we did not have discussed.
Okay. Are we talking about? Who are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Bill Belichick.
Belichick? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He always wears that hoodie thing.
Yeah, he always wears a hoodie thing. He's a grumpy old man, isn't he?
Well, he doesn't look like he's affable. No,
he's grumpy from start to finish.
Well, and that's the thing. What makes him laugh? I mean, he may be a hail fellow well met behind closed doors.
That's right. Give him a little Schlitz malt liquor, you know.
Well, I don't know that. I'm
barren
just saying
to go.
He may be a wonderful grandpa, for instance.
Oh, I'll bet he is. I'll bet he is.
But don't know. I mean,
it just doesn't come out, does it?
It's not part of his life that we see. I thought the confetti cannons were a little slow.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think at the end that they really got the celebratory cannons shot off fast enough.
I tell you what I liked best about right after the game. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Raymond Berry is carrying the Super Bowl trophy. You know, and he's carrying it through the line, and the Giants are all touching it and kissing it and all that. Uh-huh, Did you see about two-thirds of the way through that line that Biff from the Letterman show reached out and kissed the Super Bowl trophy?
Uh-oh.
I did not catch that.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, so you know you're going to see that on Letterman.
The fact that you allow a CBSer to come in.
Oh, yeah.
NBC
he was wearing his CBS. He was holding his CBS microphone.
Oh.
He was holding the CBS microphone. He was right there in the line, and he gave the Super Bowl trophy a kiss.
Yeah, I'm sure that they probably will have. Well, boy, you have to be careful. What if he suddenly swings it around? You could lose a tooth over it. We just cut a lip. I mean, there's some sharp edges on that thing.
Yeah.
No, that's
Yeah,
that's
Biff
good.
Will probably get a bonus for being right there in the picture.
The other thing that Gordon Deal mentioned at the end of the Wall Street Journal report this morning is. He thought it was rather unusual that Al Michaels really has a better physique at this point than Chris Collingsworth does. Which is, you know.
You go, Al.
Well, you look at Collingsworth, you go, huh, he played, huh?
Yeah.
Because he does look rather, I don't know.
That's right. Al's long of tooth, too. Yeah, he's older than Madonna.
Yeah.
I don't know. Madonna looked kind of old last night.
I didn't see any of that.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I'm in a situation where, you know, we play cards until the halftime. And I'm driving home at halftime, and so I haven't seen a halftime show.
Well, there'll probably be differences of opinion on that, but we'll probably talk about that later.
And I'm sure it'll be on YouTube. So
yeah.
So anyway, we'll move on. Jordan's with us this morning. Thanks for coming in this morning, buddy.
Yes. Glad to join y'all. Thank you.
And your wife goes, yeah, I'm sleeping in.
Yeah. Yeah. How was that this morning?
You know, funny enough, actually, she moved to another room, I guess, so I wouldn't wake her up this morning.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She is enjoying this time sleeping in.
Yeah, you're not going to wake me up.
You crazy radio people got to get up in the middle of the night. I'm not going to do anything. That's nuts.
Jordan's wife, by the way, is Allie, who until last week was on the Candy 95 morning show, but now she's stayed here and moved up to the almost carpeted office.
That's it. So our story is that we start the show this morning with a Fort St. Lucie, Florida woman who was arrested on DUI charges after starting to dance and disrobe.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the deputy, and it makes you wonder, oh, let me see. It says when the deputy told 49-year-old Maureen Raymond, that they were going to have her perform a roadside field sobriety test. I guess she thought that meant dancing and disrobing was part of the DUI field sobriety test. I'm not sure. Makes you wonder, did the deputy stop her right away or did he wait a while?
Yeah, did he let it go on?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Let's see exactly how far this is going.
Angling his camera on his car a little better.
But it was at that time that Maureen said, well, I'll be glad to perform the field sobriety test for you. But she told the deputy, you need to understand that she's a big-chested girl, and for that reason, being able to keep her balance might be more difficult. Which I think was great. I mean,
makes sense to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Following the
innocent judge.
All that info.
Mason.
This is a preemptive strike, judge or deputy, just to let you know. I'm a healthy girl, and if I toddle over forward, it really might not have anything to do with the alcohol at all.
That's right.
It's just because I'm big chested. Okay.
That's right. Got big toddles.
Yeah, she was arrested.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW, one caller already.
Mm-hmm.
Saying thumbs down on the Madonna.
Oh, really?
He said it was fortunate he was in the gym, and so the sound was turned down.
Well, that's too bad. I disagree with the caller respectfully. I thought she was great.
He just said,
I really do.
I think he was talking about pretty much the way she looked and what she was showing off.
No, she looked just fine.
Okay.
No, that's
yeah, yeah. For
no,
a
she's 53.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say an older lady, but yeah, for a
and her, yeah
for a non 20 year old anymore, she was looking good.
No, her show wasn't outrageous or raunchy. She showed her dancing talent, her singing. Anyway, no. I respectfully disagree. I thought the halftime show was great.
Okay.
Birthdays. It's the 6th of February. Happy birthday.
One of my kids has a birthday today. See, he's 30, and that really makes me feel
old. Oh, my goodness.
That really does make me feel
old. Oh, my goodness. So you got them all out of the 20s now,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Congratulations. Yeah, I just did that last year. Yeah.
No, actually, no. I've got another one who's going to be, but that's next month, 2 months from now.
Oh,
but,
I see.
Still got one who's a young 29.
Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah,
Zsa Gabor's birthday is today. Oh. She's 95 years
My
old.
My goodness sakes alive.
Yeah, of course, she's had lots and lots and lots of health problems, so wish her well, but she's 95 years old. Actor Rip Torn.
Yeah, Fighting Texas Aggie.
Fighting Texas Aggie.
Cameron, Texas.
Yeah, he was here for, 3 weeks or
something?
Yeah,
then graduated from Texas.
Yeah, that's right. He's 81 years old today. Mamie Van Doren is 81 years old. And Mike Farrell from MASH is 73 years old. Anchorman Tom Brokaw turned 72 years old. Actress Gail Honeycutt turned 69. And Fabian Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. You used to collect all his magazines,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
Had him on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Is 69 years old today. Actor Michael Tucker, he was in that L.A. Law, I believe, is 68 years old. Natalie Cole turned 62. John Walmsley, he was the little redheaded brother on the Waltons. He was 56. He's 56 years old today. Actor Barry Miller from Saturday Night Fever is 54. And singer Rick Astley, something tells me I've heard of him. He's 46 years old. And
Kathy Najimy.
I
don't know.
Never heard of him.
55.
How about Axl Rose?
Yeah, 50 years old today.
We're not playing any Axl Rose.
Yeah, we need to
to rock out.
The Axl needs greased up there. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you very
see
much.
See what you did there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, you've been listening, haven't you?
Patrick McNee from the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you remember Miss Emma Peel, but the guy who was on the Avengers, Patrick McNee, 90 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So we got
a couple of those who passed that I think are worth mentioning. Babe Ruth would have been 117 years old today.
He was a swinger.
And Ronald Reagan would have been 101.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll talk about that, especially on the Hannity show today.
Yeah, 101 today.
He would have been 101. There you go. All right, 622.